Japan Makes Me Scared, a podcast to the chilling realm of Japanese horror stories. My name is Junpei, and I will invite you to the mysterious world of Kaiden, exploring spine-tingling experiences that have haunted Japan. Konbanwa, minasan. Welcome back to another episode of Japan Makes Me Scared. I'm Junpei, your host, and I'm going to share various horror, scary stories of Kaiden in this podcast. Beginning of the beginning, here's one thing. Today marks the 20th episode of this podcast. First of all, thank you so much to everyone who's listened to this podcast so far. I talk about 10th episode as the first milestone, so 20 must be the second one. And I think what's different from back then is that I'm getting more reaction from you guys. There's an expression in Japan called Mikabuzu, which translates to a monk for only 3 days in English. To become a monk, you actually have to train for about 10 years, but you quit after 3 days, which means you're more likely to be bored and not be able to continue one thing for a long time. I'm more of a 3-day monk type of person, so my first goal was to make it last. From that point of view, I can honestly say that the first 10 episodes were kind of fighting against myself. But with the most recent episodes, the number of listeners has gradually increased, and I've started to receive warm messages from some of you. I know it sounds a bit old man-like things to say, but, you know, like I get responses to my output from people I don't even know by name on the internet. I can't still imagine it's happening, and I'm the one who started making it happen. This is obviously the first time in my life that I've had this experience, and it's really encouraging for sure. I will keep doing my best to create quality content, and I hope to have more interaction with you guys in the future. I know that's a long intro, so getting started with today's story. The anniversary story of the 20th episode is an urban legend that has terrorized children all over Japan, away from school toilets. Of course, I was once one of them, as I couldn't go to the school toilet for this. Alright. Let's move on to the storytelling part. Episode 20, Hanako-san. What is Hanako-san? Maybe some Kaiden lovers have some ideas for her already, but let me quickly share the summary of her info. Hanako-san is one of the most well-known Japanese urban legends, and also the name of the girl appears in the story. Because she usually inhabits a school toilet, she is also often called Toire no Hanako-san as well, which is translated into Hanako of the Toilet in English. The original story is said to be an urban legend called the Third Hanako-san, Sanbanme no Hanako-san, that appeared in the 1950s. Then it spread to children and the rest of Japan in the 80s. In the 90s, it came with the occult boom and appeared in pop culture, including films, manga, and anime, making it even more well-known. Since then, Hanako-san's popularity is continued to be passed on to future generations. When it comes to Hanako-san's story itself, there are several variations, but the most famous one goes like this. The One day, A-chan, a primary school girl, attended a school committee and stayed in school until late afternoon. When she returned to her classroom, the sun had almost set, and she was the only one in the classroom. A-chan wanted to hurry home, but suddenly wanted to go to the toilet. Toilet? Oh no. There was a reason why she hesitated to go to the toilet. At that time, there was a rumor going around her school that girls called Hanako-san, with bobbed hair and a red skirt, appeared in the toilet. But anyway, she knew she wouldn't make it until she got home, so A-chan decided to go to the toilet in the end. It was the nearest toilet to the classroom, on the third floor. There were three private stalls inside. A-chan hurriedly entered one of them and breathed a sigh of relief. When she finished her business and washed her hands, she looked in the mirror and felt uncomfortable. Did someone come in? When she entered the toilet earlier, the doors of all the private stalls should have been open. But now, the door of the far toilet at the far end was closed. There was no sign that anyone had entered. Creepy Pichan from the next class. She thought about it. Pichan also attended a committee with A-chan. She wanted to make sure, so she knocked on the door. Then a reply came back with a knocking. Apparently, someone was inside there. A-chan called out to somebody inside. B-chan, isn't it? Let's go home together. No reply. Wasn't it B-chan? Feeling awkward, A-chan put her hand on the outside door to leave the toilet. Huh? It won't open. It should open easily by pulling, but now the door wouldn't open even if she pushed or pulled. The sudden change reminded her of the rumor about Hanako-san in the toilet. Don't tell me it's Hanako-san in that store. With a bit of hope like that, she asked fearfully. Is there Hanako-san in there? Then the door was banged on from the inside with a tremendous force. A-chan, terrified and panicking, tried to get out of the toilet while screaming, but the door didn't budge. Please, let me out! A-chan broke down crying in front of the door. Then the banging on the door suddenly stopped, and the door of the private store, which had been locked, opened. And inside, a girl with bobbed hair and red skirt was floating. Some versions of Hanako-san's story don't make it clear what would happen afterwards, like the one that I have just told you. But some suggest that the worst case scenario is death. However, some of the stories also introduce ways of dealing with her. One of the most effective ones is said to be showing an exam paper with a perfect score of 100. Yeah, you haven't misheard that. Hanako-san doesn't like smart kids who can get a perfect score on an exam. So, if you're still a student listening to this podcast, study hard first, and don't forget your exam paper before going to your school toilet. Oshimai. Thank you very much for listening to the story. How did you find it? What could be the origin of Hanako-san? There are also several theories, so let me share some of the famous ones here. The first theory is that she was based on a girl who was murdered by a drug addict. In 1954, there was a sad incident where a second-year primary school girl was attacked by a drug addict at Motomachi Primary School in Bunkyo Ward, Tokyo. The girl wanted to go to the toilet during recess and left the classroom. When class restarted, she did not return, but neither her classmates or a teacher paid much attention and did not look for her, assuming that she had something else to do. A few hours later, when they realized that she hadn't returned too long, they searched for her, but it was too late, and she was found dead in the toilet. The killer was a 20-year-old man at the time, and as there was evidence at the scene, the case was solved quickly and he was executed 2 years later. However, this incident may have stayed somewhere in people's minds, which may have led to the urban legend of Hanako-san later. The second theory is that she could be a victim of family suicide. In 1937, in Iwate Prefecture, there was a family of five. The father of the family was having an affair, and the mother, who was too disappointed about this, tried to kill the whole family. The eldest daughter, who saw the mother murdering the eldest son and the second daughter, ran away from home and hid in the school toilet. And when the mother asked the janitor, who didn't have any idea what was going on, he told the mother that the girl was at the far end of the toilet. The next day, the eldest daughter was found dead. After this incident, there was a rumor that a girl who looked a lot like the eldest daughter started to be seen at that school. This story may have evolved into Hanako-san as it spread across the country. I know the previous two theories were a little bit too serious and sad, so I will share funny ones here as well. In the Edo period, which is around 17th to mid 19th century, there were already some stories related to toilets, like people entered there and an arm came out of a bowl and tried to drain their souls out of their arse. This is said to have been a trick by some yokai, such as kappa or tanuki, but it is possible that these yokai stories were kind of a prototype for the later urban legend of Hanako-san. And here's another thing. There was a custom to believe in a toilet deity that was popular in Japan from the Edo period to the mid-20th century. I know it may sound weird, but it is written in proper history books, so it is true. This deity was called Kawayagami, and it was worshipped by offering red and white female doll and beautiful floral decorations in a toilet. Now you see the similarities, right? Hanako-san is dressed in red and white, and her name, Hanako, which consists of two Japanese letters meaning flower and child. Sure, it might still be a bit of a leap, but it's not feeling entirely crazy, is it? Anyway, do you also have any theories on this story? I've got a Discord channel where anybody can join and share thoughts and theories. Of course, I'll be there as well. I'm gonna leave the link in the description, so please join and enjoy the interaction if you would. This podcast, Japan Makes Me Scared, is available on almost all popular podcast platforms like Spotify, Apple, YouTube, or Amazon Music. Also, if you push the follow button on the app of your choice, first of all, for me, it'd be a huge support and motivation, and for you, you will not miss notifications for future episodes. So please consider following my podcast as well. All right, we're getting close to the end. So let me say one thing. Arigatou gozaimasu again for listening to my podcast, Japan Makes Me Scared. And sayonara for more children's fruits next time. Bye.